Good morning. My name's Lamo. Happy Sunday. Geshe-la will be here. We'll be coming through this door in a few minutes. And if you've never been here before, what happens is that we all stand out of respect for him and his teachings. And then he'll prostrate. He'll do three prostrations, and he lets us do it along with him. And if you feel uncomfortable doing so, you can just remain standing. If you'll please turn off your cell phones, or either put it on, put them on vibrate and silent, mute them, that'd be very nice. We'll be streaming this session, so if Geshe-la opens the floor up for questions or comments, if you please wait for the microphone, that would be very helpful, because there are people out of state and so forth who are trying to, you know, listen and sort of want to benefit from the class. So it would be very helpful for them. Geshe-la usually repeats the same teaching in the second session. So in the first session, we sort of did a meditation a meditation that will help us in our practice to realize emptiness, is to understand emptiness. And it was, we began with analyzing the self, who we are, the I, and so forth. And then he talked about some verses in Shanti Deva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And there, all of the verses were in Chapter 5, Guarding Alertness. He started with the verse number 6 about all fears and miseries originate from the mind. And then he talked about verse number 8. That even within the three world spheres, there's nothing to fear other than my mind. And then he talked about verse number 3, about the elephant of the mind and tying it with a rope of mindfulness. And then if you do so, the fears will cease to exist and the virtues will arise or come into mind. And then after he talked about those verses, then he explained the meaning of the Mani Mantra, the mantra which is around this prayer wheel that is on his table. It's also on the prayer wheels on the other side of this wall and inside them. And before he was talking about the meaning syllable by syllable, and this time he was going to teach it word by word. So before it was like, what is om, what is ma, what is ni, and now this is what is om, what is mani, you know, what is pime, and then what is whom, it's like that. And and he'll explain you know, what appearance of chenrezig. And then he talked about another meaning of the mantra, about breaking it down into having compassion for the different realms. You know, we have God realm, you know, demigod realm, and human realm, animal realm, hunger, ghost, and hell being realms. And, you know, having each syllable standing for each one of the realms and, you know, expanding our compassion toward this, for the beings in each of those realms, and to help from their suffering. So that's basically what he explained about. He also explained about the different ways of teaching. So we can look forward to that. So we can just sit and get ready to listen to the teachings. So if you take out the white prayer book, there's only one, very easy. And then go to the first base sheet. Let's chant the Shakyamuni Buddhist mantra at the very top of the page. Then the four immeasurables in English, right below that. And then right below is the prayer in Tibetan. Ta ya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Ta ya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaya Soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentientam chedevatam deve kyuda denpa chuchi. The first pink sheet. And at the bottom, let's chant Chen Rei Jig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tower's mantra right above that 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you very much. And the children are free to go. If your child has never been to the center before, will you please accompany your child, fill out a survey form, and find out where to pick your child up.
Good morning. So we'll do begin with the meditation. So. So this meditation has been done, you know, before meditating on emptiness. So, so what we are going to do? So, sit comfortably. So then, you know, it says like think nothing. So I think it means think nothing specific things. Okay, yeah, specific things. So thinking nothing, that's going to be a little bit challenge. So maybe try to think nothing specific. You know, so we'll sit there. So then after that, you know, like say you judge your time. Okay, you judge. So there will be time for all of us, but you know how long. So you can sit, you know, think nothing specific. Then after that, then we think something specific, okay? Right after that, we think something specific. So what that specific is self, I. And see how that self appears to you, how it appears, to analyze that, how it appears. Should I explain before you do meditation? Should I explain a little bit? So now begin with try to not to think something specific. That's how we begin this meditation. So then after a little while you judge, then think something specific. No, that's self. So then Kyebu Samin, no, self is not the earth element. Not earth element, in that case is not body. It's not a body. Jevusami Chumai. It is not the liquid in the body. Or you can say, other way you can say, it's not the water element. Water element means it's not in the liquid in your body. Chumai. It's not a body. Or you can, another way you can say, it's not the earth element. Earth element, is it clear? Yeah. It's not earth element, or not the body. It's not the liquid, it's not the water element. So basically you are going through your whole body trying to identify the self and how the sense of self and how you sense the self. And how the self appears. Right? It's not the body, it's not the water element, it's not Jivusami Chumai Mimi, it's not the heat. Means it's not the fire element, but it's not the heat in the body. Chumimi Lumi Namum, it's not the space in the body. Means it's not the space here, too. No, both. Chumimi Lumi. It's not the oxygen in the body. It's not the oxygen. It's not the consciousness. Now it's getting more and more difficult. It's not the consciousness. It's not body. That's quite easy. It's not in the, it's not liquid. No. It's not the heat. It's not the oxygen. It's not the space. It's not the consciousness. So now then, what is self? Yes, self is mainly imputed on this five aggregate, that is self. So, we say when your hand get hurt, then we say I hurt. Even though obviously hand is not you, but you say, when the hand get hurt, then you say I got hurt. So this clearly shows there's no very close bond between the physical body and the self and the mind, all of that. So that's like what this meditation will does to us is this meditation will help us to identify the true nature of self. True nature of self. So much self that we know is very much over-projected or super-imposed or very much projected. And that projection, whatever we impose or layers, labels that you put on that, that kind of, unfortunately leads to the confusion. So then confusion, creates problems. So, going back to the root, so that's how it's important to define self. That's the way to clear out the confusion from the root. So then this meditation will lead you to see true truth, conventional truth, ultimate truth. Ultimate truth is the pure nature of self and everything. So that's the goal, to get there. To see through conventional world. See through conventional world. All experiences and go beyond there. So that we really need to define self. Self that's going to be not absolute self, it's going to be mere self. Mere self. Yeah, so so I don't want to create more confusion, so that's it. Okay, that's all. meditation begin. Yeah, meditation begin. too short. That is necessary. It's necessary. Short is good. Long is no good. So make sure next time when you think about doing this meditation, make sure you don't throw up. And next time when you think about it, you know, if you do too long, next time when you see the meditation cushions, you feel like you. That's not good. So, first time meditator, short, many is needed, important. Then when you become very experienced, then more than long. Before, short, many. After, long, fewer sessions. Okay. So what do you think? You think like, can we think? Can we sit and think nothing specific? Short time. Even though 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds, so then logically it can be expanded. Beginning you don't try not to think something specific. If you really want to watch your mind, this is the meditation that we need to do. We try not to think any specific, so that's when people say watching your mind, that's same. That's same as watching your mind. So then after that, then you think something specific. If you're having difficulties, specific, that specific is like self or I. Then you can say, I am Geshe Gelug. In my case, then I said, verbally I say, I am Geshe Gelug. So then I focus on that I. Or you can say, I am attorney or doctor or whatever it is. Then, So I think... Also, maybe, think something specific, precisely, then that's the one way to think less. Think less means think something specific. That's the one way to do. Or think less, or think nothing. Think nothing means nothing specific. Otherwise, I'm not sure how you can do think nothing. I'm not sure. I've never done. Never done, or maybe I don't know how to do, first of all. So then think something specific where to minimize thought. Where to minimize thought is to think something specific. So this is like you do this meditation before meditating on trying to identify self. Okay. So now there's a couple of things today I'm going to do. I'm going to finish explaining this mantra of compassion, Om Mani Padme Hum. Otherwise, there are three different styles that you can teach. One is called teaching styles of, goat eating grass. Goat eating grass. So if you see, in the town, especially in the town, when you see the goat, they are eating grass. Usually they like to eat high grass. They always jump on the fence, like they eat chip of the grass, but they don't finish all the way down. So that's like one way of teaching, like a little bit here, tip, a little bit here, tip, a little bit here, tip. But not finishing the rest of that goat eating grass. So then, there's one, that's the teaching style. That's what you call, if somebody didn't finish, then it's called, he explained. So you can say, Geshe Gelug explained the Mani mantra exactly the way goat eat grass. So that's true, that's right. So I didn't finish that. So then another way of style of teaching is like, crow making nest. Crow, when they make nest, they just pick a piece of, when you see the crow nest, you can see, they just put that, they just grab the It's all unorganized, you know. In the very beginning, it's unorganized. When it's complete, it's also unorganized. You know, when you see, it's not much different there. So that means, you know, experience something here, something there, you know. It's all like this, you know. You can put it together. So that's like the teaching style of, you know, crow making nest. So then the last one is Migingi Sesawa, means, you know, the, you know, so when you naturally lose your teeth, you know, when times go past, so then, you know, you eat only the soft food, that you leave the tough one. So then when you explain something easy, to explain all the easy things, you explain difficult, you just skip. That's in my case, or maybe next Wednesday, or next Sunday, you know, it never comes there, nothing like that. So that's like teaching style, Migingi says, Migingi is very old people, the way they eat the food, Migingi says. So my teaching of Mani Mantra has all three of them. So I try to get over that. So today I'm going to kind of try to finish this. I'm going to read one piece of stanza from this book. It's written by Indian master Shantideva in the 8th century. Very old book. As I mentioned this morning, in the monastery, this is with the commentary, probably a root text is probably like this thick. The rest is probably commentaries. Monastery, you memorize them. Because in the monastery, you are not allowed to bring any books to the class. All the debate has been done, that every monks, they have their own library in their brain, so they, you know, they remember. So monastery, they memorize all of them. You know, some monks, they can recite 1,000 pages without looking at a book, they can, you know, just say. So in the class, there's like 20 people in the class, everybody remember the materials by their heart. You cannot cheat, because you are not only one who remembers. There's many of them. There's like each person 2 years, there's many, many years is listening. So that's how all the class has been done in the monastery. So there's, you know, monks, you know, in the memorizing a lot of texts and widely practiced. So So I want to just read, you know, there's two statements from Shantideva, so I'm going to read this. Then at least I'm reading, you know, something's been taught 8 centuries ago, rather than just me just making it up last night. So that's no good, you know. So something to feel good about, you know, reading this. Tedar jigba tamje dansa, didar jigba tamje dansa. Jigba means fear. Jigba means fear in Tibetan word. Tamje means not just one fear, all fear. All fears, all kinds of fears, all fears, you know, each and every one of them. Didar jigba tamje dunga paadu meba, you know. Dunga means suffering, paadu meba is like you can't count, you know, there's that many, you know. Dunga paadu meba, you know. Simli junga yinu shes, it all comes from the mind. That's what Shantideva was saying, that's what Buddha said. Shantideva was saying, that's what Buddha said. Yang da sunga nichi tens. Then the second one, didar jigden sumbo na, the way it translates in the English word is called three world. Sometimes when you see three realms, that's a little bit different. Three realms is, you know, desire realm. Where we live is called desire realms. I guess the most problem is the desire is the most main problem in our realm. So, become more complicated, you know, especially when you enter into the chocolate realm in the supermarket. Chocolate realm is getting a little bit complicated, you know, to look. You know. So. Isles. Yeah, that's for me. It's realms, you know. Chocolate realms, like chips realms, and all of them. So entering into chips realms, you know, then looking for. Genius, this is not when you see the world three realms. That is, you know, desire realm, form realm. Above their form realm, there's formless realms. You know, these are all realms. There are beings in there. You know, there's beings. Then there are three worlds. Is like underground, above the ground, above in the space. This goes three worlds. Okay, three worlds refers to that. You know, different than three realms. Did that jigyo sumbo na je? Same the jigba shenga me so. So, in these three worlds, you are not, even the formless, form realm, you know, being there, you know, they also have no fears. You know, it's not like they are free from fears. So all of that fears, you know, is all due to the mind. There's no other fear that's not created by mind. That's what Sanjay was said. So as a human beings, that we have this incredible intelligence, we need to analyze. Oh, it's okay to analyze, investigate the teachings. There's nothing wrong. Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha, already give right from the beginning, give full right for his followers to investigate his teachings, and he's requesting them not to accept out of respect. Down the road is not good. Not, it doesn't do good for you, for the Buddha, you know, investigate. Not just investigate, thoroughly investigate. So then after that, I'll explain. This all related. Okay, all related. So then, kune tenbe taba is. Kune tenbe taba is. It's not just one part. Kune means all round. Temba is mindfulness. Mindfulness. And here, not any kind of mindfulness. We are talking about particular mindfulness. Okay, particular mindfulness. That mindfulness has to have three characteristics. Am I saying correct? Characteristic. First one is that mindfulness has to have object. No, that's the first characteristic. This is right now, this is all set for knowledge. Second characteristic is like, to remembering the object frequently. Not like when weather's beautiful, nice, completely forgot. When weather's kind of cloudy, raining, dark, and remember. Not like that. Every day, you know, try to remember. So then, it's like, you know, the creating that is, you know, first you have to watch. If it's color, first you have to watch. If it's like image, first you have to watch. Then you're trying to create the mental image. So that's where you stick with the mental image. So then try to remember that again. So it means, like mindfulness, you have to have mental image. Without that mental image, it's very difficult. It's very difficult to, you know, to be mindful. You know? Okay, this is the second characteristic. Okay, mental image. You know, if you're reading some philosophical text, the way they translate in English, I'm not sure how many of you know these translations. In my case, you know, I went to Taos, New Mexico, spent a couple of months with one of the American professors, you know, who's teaching a couple of geishas, teaching the translation term. So most of the word I learned there when I came back to Columbus, and when I say, nobody knows. The technical term for this called meaning generality. Meaning generalities, I'm not sure. Does it make sense? Probably not. So that's called, in Tibetan word, even I say Tibetan, is probably not going to make sense at all, called Tunji. So now means mental image. That's all what it means. Whether fancy word, not fancy word, it means mental image. It's not actual image, but it's in the mind. It's related. You can't have mental image if you don't see the object. you know. So sometimes you have mental image, you know, not necessarily from this life, something you remember, should not, you know, because this conceptual thought, you know, goes on and on. Certain things probably you remember in the dream, some kind of image, you know, that's already been seen before, so hard to explain. Anyway, that's called mental image. You know, that's the first one, the object. Second one, remembering frequently. And third, not letting your mind wander. Okay, so kunye chenpe tapa, that's like the mindfulness. Same jilangbo tamtagnas, same mind. Langbo, elephant. Mind is considered as elephant. Why? Because the elephant is so powerful physically, equally as mind is powerful as elephant. Even more powerful. That's called, mind is called elephant. Same jilangbo tamta na tamta. The word tamta means, you know, like, maybe some of you already heard about Guru Rinpoche, Padma Sambhava. When he came to Tibet, inside Tibet, there are so many different spiritual practices people follow, shamanism, all kinds of things. He came to Tibet to help reestablish, you know, pure Buddha Dharma. So he came there. So then he's facing many challenges, you know, many challenges. So then, you know, like when you see in Buddhism, what we call Dharma protectors, you know, some of the image. Now we don't have here some image. You see the very wrathful appearances, big mouth, big eye, you know, wrathful appearances. These are called Dharma protectors. Some of them actually, when Pema Sambhava, you know, when Pema Sambhava encounter with them, that's exactly what they look like. It's not just. So then Tamta means then, you know, then Pema Sambhava give order to them. From now on, you have to promise me you are not going to harm any living beings. So that's called Tamta. That's the word, you know, giving order, or you control them. Tamta. So now here, the same word here, Tamta. Same thing, Langbo. Tamta means now you like manage to get control over your mind, means you tell mind what to do rather than mind telling you what to do. Make sense? If you can do that, jigba tamje me chushin, jigba sen, all the fears will go away eventually. Go away. Jigba tamje me chushin. That's Shantideva said to us, 8th centuries. Now we are in 21st century. That's what Shantideva, that's what he thinks. Jibba tamje meje, slowly all the fear will go away. Gewa tamje ladu means all the good things will come to your hand. In this case, it means spiritual practice, positive thought. Easy, no, you don't feel like it's like generating positive thoughts, but you don't feel like it's like pushing a rock against the hill. Against the hill? Some of how you feel, you know, exercising. For me, exercise is like this. I feel like it's like pushing a big piece of rock up the hill. For some of you, probably it's like a piece of cake. You know? Maybe some. Yeah. So then, you know, I did heard, like, you know, for me, eating a kale is feel like pushing a rock on the hill. Some of you describe me, oh, I love kale. Hard to believe. I just don't know what to say. So then eventually it becomes like this, you know. It's like it's just automatic. There's no effort, you know, like that, you know. So then it's like come down, like, you know, pouring out water from the hill. Without effort, you just go there. You don't just pour that, then just goes like that. Then everything becomes like that. So then based on this, you know, Shantideva's statement, I will explain this money mantra. Here, the very reason I'm doing this, not because, you know, my goal is to transform you into, convert you into Buddhism. That's not my goal. I've been here 15 years. I've never did that. People know I've been here 15 years, 15 years old here. So my goal here, now being here, that, you know, so much things happen in your life. So many, you know, programs. If your family, you know, the kids, you know, doing this, you know, so many after school, that you have very little time. Am I right? Do you feel like you have no time? Yeah, I feel the same thing. So we are in the same boat. Yeah. Even though I'm doing nothing. So if someone's doing nothing, feel like they have no time, then of course, if someone who's doing so much, you have a right to think that you have no time. So then this is very simple. It can be done within a second. Or manipulation, that's it, finish. So in the Tibet, the lay communities, you know, majority of the people in the lay community, they don't know about Buddha Dharma, but they do have faith. What practice do you do? If you want, what kind of practice, you know, in Tibet people do? That's what they do. The whole life, that's what they know. That's what they do. They do with, you know, with devotions. You know. Very simple, but a lot of benefit. So I think, you know, it's very... time-wise, it's very relevant. It suits. This practice suits in American lifestyle very well. Yeah. Because you are smart, you can learn. There's no problem learning because everybody's quite educated in this country. So I'm sure now, probably, I'm not watching my mouth. Should explain the time. That's how the time passed. You know, so I say so many things is not good. So not good is not really, you know, helpful, I think. So now this mantra, you could explain this syllable by syllable, which I did, I think, last Sunday. So you can also explain this by word by word. When you think about the syllable, there are six syllables, right? Six syllable mantra, that's what I call six syllables. So when you see omane pene hu shi, the seven syllables, usually it's called six syllable mantra. Only I should have six syllables. And there's four word. Om is one, mani, two, peme, three, hu. That's the fourth. So right now, when you say this, you know, so then you have something to, you have something to think about. It becomes more powerful than rather than just say om mani peme hu. So om, so there's three letters together, A, U, Ma, three letters together. When you put those three syllables together, it becomes Om. Okay, Om means body, speech, and mind. Okay, body, speech, and mind. Om, A, body, U, speech, Ma, mind, or thought, body, speech, and mind. Say Om. When you are saying this, you know, three syllables together simultaneously, Om, and this is, you are trying to draw the energy, positive energy from, like, all the enlightened beings, and simultaneously you're trying to draw this energy in your mind, that's like forearm jealousy. That's what it is. That's how it appears. In your mind, it appears. When you say Om, they need all the energy of, you know, all the enlightened beings in the Buddhist, you know, like 1,002 Buddhas, you know, image. The image, the essence of that, you know, enlightened beings draw together and it appears in the form. In your meditation, that's called forearm jhanasik. That's how it appears. So it means jhanasik symbolize all the compassion of enlightened beings. That's how it's been explained. Chere sik means looking at the sentient beings, not just one time when you have interest and you look. When you have no interest, you don't look. It's not like that. It's looking at all the time. That's called chere sik. There's a meaning of the name is chere sik. In Sanskrit, I'm not sure, our Lokiti Sharava, I don't know how to know the Sanskrit very well. So Tibetan chere sik meaning looking at the beings to all the time, not just when you have interest. It's not like all the time. Oh. So then looking out of the eyes of lotus eye, it's called lotus eye. That means the definition of lotus eyes is like looking at the beings with the compassion, loving kindness, bodhicitta. That's what it's called, lotus eye. Looking at the beings through lotus eye, that's what it means. It's not just look out of curiosity, but looking at, you know, with the compassion, love, kindness, not just look out of curiosity. That's called Om. It's clear? Om. Anybody's hair is falling down? Then I should stop. Now, money, jewel. Jewel. Money means jewel. Okay, jewel. symbolize. What is symbolize? Jewel has, you know, has value. Value. It has, you know, it has potentials to, as a, to eradicate the poverty. Poverty. Not the property. I'm not sure. Poverty or property. Poverty. Poverty. So I don't think I can. No, soon. I don't think I will learn difference between poverty and poverty, whatever it is. So probably it'll take a long time. So the the same time, I'm not putting much effort to learn. So because I know that somebody will correct me here. So then everybody will hear. So the jewel has no ability to do that. Similarly, in this case, jewel symbolizes. This is now is all for first we have to learn, then second, then put into practice. First we have to learn. No, we can't do if you don't know, if you don't learn. So right now just learning, then second step put into practice, then third, you know, so then just start doing practice again. Or how to benefit? That's how you benefit sentient beings. Money is the jewel symbolized bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness. Bodhicitta is the kind of mindset that you have. That you're thinking, I am going to eliminate all the suffering in this universe. And you are not kidding. You are very serious. You are not just kidding. You are just very serious. Similar, like say, I'm going to create the world without hunger. World without poverty. Whatever it is, how you call it. Yeah, so like that. Yeah, exactly like this, yeah, like that. So that's the mindset. And from Buddhist point of view, that mindset is called bodhicitta. Little problem becomes nothing, you know, because your whole goal is to eliminate every single suffering that exists in the universe. You are 100% sure that you are capable of doing this, and you are going to do, no matter what. No matter what it takes, you are going to do. You are 100% sure. So then that's the best way to generate maximum amount of happiness in your heart, doing something for others. That's the skillful way to doing something for yourself. So that anyway, they symbolize, okay, the bodhicitta, compassion, loving kindness, money, the jewel, no, they symbolize that. Money, shetini. Padme is like lotus. Lotus symbolizes wisdom. So now, meditation we did before the class, so this is related to that. This is not just any wisdom, you know. It's not any wisdom, okay, how to make pizza. There's also wisdom, but there's not that kind of wisdom. Or the wisdom to look for the where in the which aisles, which in front of which aisles you can find the chocolate chip cookies in Whole Food. Not that type of wisdom. So this particular wisdom, the wisdom seeing the ultimate truth, finding the merely level self on the aggregate, which is not projected by your mind. It's not like imposed by your mind. It is the way it is. What we see is not. What we see is not what it is. What we don't see is what it was. That's called... This is called ability, no? Sometimes not seeing anything is the matongwani tongwa tambas. Not seeing the way you as the way you used to see, probably that's the best way of seeing. I'm not sure am I making any sense. No? It's called in Tibetan, it's called matongwani tongwa tamba. It makes perfect sense in Tibetan. Matongwani tongwa tamba. Matongwani is not seeing. Tongwa means no. Seeing, not seeing. I'm not sure. Seeing, not seeing. Doesn't make sense. No? Matongwa is the object. Object? Not seeing is object. Seeing that. How you say it in English? Not seeing is the object. Not seeing is the object. So now seeing that. How you put it in the word? Yeah. Seeing what you do not see. Yeah, probably something like that. Seeing what you do not see. Yeah. That's one way to explain it. Or maybe you know, what you see is not what it is. What you don't see is what it was. That's exact to self. So that type of wisdom, okay? That type of wisdom. They measure. Lotus will burn, the lotus will grow into muddy pond. But itself is pure, crystal clear. Fundamental nature. You, I, we all have problems. We all have issues with anger, jealousy, dissatisfaction, discontentment, all of that, no. But that doesn't mean that fundamental nature is not pure. It's like lotus. So when you do this mantra, it's like opening that lotus, the pure nature of yourself. Opening, when Chinese look at you, and you have to think, you know, there's now the energy between that mental image and you, between you. The energy helps you to open that lotus, the pure nature. So, it's clear now. It's like best door, or how you say it?
Best door.
Make sense? Yeah, that's what she, exactly, correct pronunciation. So now, when you say, oh, my name is who? So now, okay, now that, can you please say it a little loud? Can everybody hear? Bistro? Bistro. Yeah. Dr. Brown, I remember that you told me how to pronounce. I said downtown. You said no. He said no downtown. He said downtown. I remember that very well. Long time ago. So I can do with this. You know this word. So,
bestow.
Yeah, on this exactly. Who means bestow? What? Compassion. That's all compassion. So, because this is a matter of compassion. So now. So now, then when you think about image of the chariot, the forearm chariot, you know, forearm, the two arms holding something in close to the heart, that's jewel. Jewel, that symbolizes bodhicitta, loving kindness, compassion, that's what is holding there. Then, right hand, that's like crystal rosary. If somebody asks you what it represents, the crystal bead itself represents loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. Then the string, what we string? Strings symbolize wisdom. At least you are giving them information which has some source, originated from thousands of years, you know, something to feel good about. Then, left hand holding lotus, which symbolizes wisdom. So now, when you say, Om Mani Padme Hum, you are saying someone who is holding lotus as a, holding jewel and lotus, bestow upon me. upon me what? Compassion.
Compassion.
That's what's needed. As I mentioned many times, we don't need more Buddhists, we don't need more Christians, we need more compassionate beings. That's good, you know, for everybody. There will be less complications, you know, if there's more compassionate beings we have. So you don't need any religions if you can become compassionate, you know. You don't need any religion. It's not lack of religion. It's not lack of religion constitutions. Institutions. That's why we have a problem. It's not the lack of that. It's not lack of people saying prayer. His Holiness said people have been saying prayer through centuries. Religions exist through centuries. Religion institutions exist through centuries. Not because lack of that we have so much problems. The problems, you know, all, most of them is like people created, you know, people created. What we need more compassionate human beings. That's the goal of meeting here at the center. You know, it's not the goal is goal is not to increase the population of Buddhists in North Carolina. That's not the goal. From my side, that's not the goal at all. So goal is to become more compassionate human beings, good for everybody. You know? So now this is So now when you say this, there's something to think about. Something to think about. Okay, something to think about. How are you doing? Hot? Feeling hot? So now, let's go. You can open the door. For in order for us to enjoy the happiness, everything has to be perfect. We try. So now, you know, last part. Then money explanation about the money mantra is complete. So then it's not going to be like goat eating grass or crow nesting nest like that. It's going to be complete. So now related to the color. You know, if you are color. I think jewel has also potential to heal certain disease. That's why I think lapis lazuli, precious stone, you know, throughout the century people wear them, you know, because it helps. That's why the medicine for the color is lapis lazuli color. The color, you know, so, how do you say?
Lapis lazuli.
Make sense? That's why there's something. And somehow the ancient time, the people figured it out, you know, so because they don't have machines to figure it out. So they all use their mind to heal people through color, through sound. Now this kind of thing is kind of dying, you know, because heavily rely on modern technologies and people kind of forget how to heal. So. 1999, so I need to say this story. 1999, I went to Switzerland. First time my visit in Europe, outside the monastery. The friend that, one friend, she's like therapist, color therapist. I feel bad. At that time, I'm kind of laughing, so it's like, it's kind of silly. So she took me to her, office. Hundreds and hundreds of different colors. She's explained I can't get my head around that. So I said, how this color heals people? So people are coming to see her. So now slowly, it makes sense. You know? Color matters. Sound matters, you know, in our life. That's how that's how people used to heal themselves. You know, they don't have much medicines, you know, all like natural medicines they, you know, created. So, you know, it's still in Tibet, a lot of them still exist in Tibet, you know, people practice that. Still now, you know, it's not much as it used to be before 1959, there's a lot of, you know, after 1959, there's a lot of change there. Anyway, color here, the money mantra, like the, if you, some of you like to think about color, so when you say Om, then you visualize white, white color, white color. So now this is like also related to the sixth realm, now six. So this is like Buddhist PowerPoint presentations. That's min number 6, 3, 4, 8, 5, 9, you know. Six realms. Out of these six realms, how much we know? Obviously we know two. Human realm, animal realm. This is very obvious, all of you know. So beside that, some people probably know all of them very well, you know, some people them all of them know. So in generally speaking, what do you call Hayul Sa Deva? Celestial being, celestial beings such as angels, all of them. Hayul. There they experience the worst form of depression that anybody can imagine. 1 week before they die. 1 week before, they live quite a long time, and they are completely drunk by pleasures. You know, nobody's competing for a job. There's no job. There's no president. There's no rules. There's no traffic light. There's no car. You know, everybody possesses some kind of aura, you know. If you like cheesecake, you just think, pop. Right here. Nobody makes cheesecake like that. No, everything. You just create. You just, if you like something, you just create. No, you just create. No. So completely drunk by all this time, you know, like no, you can, you don't see anybody suffering. Nobody's suffering, you know. Nobody's having any health problems. No, there's no health problems. So then 1 week before you die, then you know. You don't have to go to fortune teller to tell. You know exactly 1 week before you die. So then experience depressions. Not just depression. Even if you can think of that much, you know, depression they go through. Because they know where they're going to go. You know, so then all other, you know, like being there, they don't come close because you can't smell that. You know, so you lose this aura, you smell bad. You know, these beings are very sensitive towards any dirt. You know. So they're very sensitive. They don't come close to you, so that you just live by yourself, and just waiting for death. You can't think of something good because there's so much depressions. So when you see white light spread into that realms, and eliminate all these, you know, sufferings. So doing for others means doing for yourself. There's no much compassion. Okay, there's a white color. Okay. Om, first one, Ma, second one, now silver by six syllables, Ma, green, Samayi, called in Sanskrit word, is Samayi, that's how you say in Tibetan, in Sanskrit it's called Asura, that's like below celestial being, celestial realms, Deva realms, below. There, the worst form of suffering is jealousy, jealous, competition, jealous all the time. So when you say Ma, this green light, eliminate that, okay? Or you can say, you know, or you can say just your own ignorance. When you say Om, you can do with yourself. When you say Ma, green, you can just think about how your body is covered by green, then eliminate anger. Eliminate anger, that's one way to do, the music. Ni, third syllable, Ni, yellow color. Then that's human realm. So we don't need to explain, you know, how much suffering we go through, you know. unnecessary, you know, like, just think of a sun. Sometimes we go towards sun, sometimes we go away from sun, but sun is sun. But we, you know, like, sometimes we, when the weather is hot, we try to go away from sun. When it is cold, we go to sun. No, it's like all this temporary relief. So anyway, so when you think about Ni, yellow, you know, then in the human realms, you know, human realms, finding looking something desperately and not finding it. And when you find it, then there's a fear to lose that. And there's all kinds of problems. So then, pe. Now the third syllable, pe. You can do that in English. You don't have to learn Tibetan. Do that in English. Probably it looks more complicated here than English. Pe. So, English is P-A-G. That's easy. Here the pe is like this. One above another one is kind of confusing. No? There's a blue color. Then animal realms. If your pet is sick, that's exactly what you do. You know, people ask me, oh, is there any specific prayer that I should say for my pet? You just say, oh, my pet, never just think about that. Covered by, you know, blue light, all the blue light, and then just think. You know, the energy, you know, observed through the blue light and help, okay? This year. To me, the me, so now me, that's red. Called, I'm not sure, probably hungry, there's no hungry ghost in America. The hungry ghost. Hungry ghost. Hungry ghost. Hungry ghost. Hungry ghost. You die. So, I don't think there's hungry ghost in America because there's so much food here. So when you look at every single supermarket, there's not just one aisle, there's at least like 10 aisles, each one of them, you know. Not, if not more, but none. Anyway, hunger of thirsty and the suffering of thirst and hunger, these beings go through. There are many, many beings, believe or not, we are not able to communicate. As I said, some people, they can communicate with all of them. Some people, they can communicate. Generally speaking, human and animal realm, that's all we interact. Besides that, many, many people, they interact with, you know, many, many different like beings in our realms. So then, red, then you think about that, you know. Then you can also think about, you know, like the, even the human realms, you know, hunger and thirst, you know, there's some part of the world, you know, there's a lot of them. So then last one, dark blue, that's hell realm. Hell realm. So that's all the explanations now done with the color and everything. So then I said, all the color, you can think about your own, like, confusions. If you are not willing to, ready to think about all the other realms, you can think about your own confusions. Ma, you can think about your anger. Ni, you can think about your, like, stinginess. Then, pe, attachment. Me, jealousy. Hum, last part, pride. Okay, pride. So now, what do you have? Oh, manipene, who? You have who? Another way to explain who? One way to explain the bestow upon me compassion. That's one way to explain. Another way of this explaining of this word is like unifications of wisdom and compassion. Combinations, unifications, you know. This is called two wings. Then you can fly easily. Wisdom, no compassions, you get trapped. Compassions, no wisdom, you get trapped. I'll give you an example. Have compassion, but no wisdom. Some people, when they pick me up from my house driveway is kind of steep. Usually, I always, you know, think I don't need that much room here. I try to, you know, how to push my seat. Sometimes, you know, there's compassion, but there's no wisdom. So going down there, I put my seat, and all of a sudden, instead of going forward, it goes just backward, almost like king. Person behind. Unintended consequences, you know, because there's no wisdom. I couldn't wait, you know, so then move, and I just, you know, sometimes get so excited to move, so instead of helping, you just, you have no loose kind of this, going like this. Compassion without wisdom is no good. Wisdom without compassion is no good, so that's why this is called true wings. So now, When you say Om Mani Padme Hum, then through wisdom and compassion, that's how you get to enlightenment. You know? That's how you solve all your problems. You need both compassion, wisdom. You need both wings. So with that, you know. So now, Mani mantra explanation is finished. Yeah. So then, then please share. You know, what you learn, share with other peoples. Oh. So now this is the goal. This is the ultimate goal of all of us. Whether you are thinking about next life or not, no. So becoming compassionate human beings, that's what we need. We need more compassionate human beings at the Kadama Center. We need more of them in North Carolina. You know, so that's good, you know. So that's our goal. That's our practice. That's our religion. Compassion is our religion. You know, it's our practice. It's our spiritual practice. That's, you know, our, you know, that's what we are here for. That's how we use our life for, you know. So the compassion. So if somebody asks you what's your religion, you can say compassion is my religion. You know, that's that's what is needed. So so then, you know, I will do some mantras. You know, some mantras. Some of them, you know, with my faith into the mantra. Oh. Forget one thing. Sorry, one very quickly. One thing forgot. So here, I think media people misunderstood the definition of mantra. Mantra is not something that you say frequently. No, no. Something that you say frequently doesn't become mantra. Otherwise, there'll be a lot of interesting mantra too. Yeah, especially when you curse, you know. So there'll be all kind of mantras, you know. Yeah, mantra that people do say frequently, but saying something frequently doesn't become mantra. So mantra, the definition of mantra is to protect your mind. Yichob. That's the definition of mantra. Yichob. So just want to know, I just want to explain that. So yichob, the protecting your mind, that's the meaning of mantra. Mantra is not something, you know, if somebody's saying something very frequently, you don't call that mantra, you know, so that's, you lose the meaning of mantra. Okay, so I'm going to, you know, say some, recite some mantra, and with this my belief. The reason I'm doing this, you know, long time ago, somebody asked me, there are kids having suicidal thoughts. It's kind of heartbreaking. There's really nothing I can do. You know, if I can do something, I will definitely do, you know, but there's really nothing I can do. So then, since then, I'm saying those mantras, you know, simply hearing them, you know, prevents from, it says untimely death, you know, that's also include suicide, so it's all included there. Ultimate deadness, oxygen, all of that, you know. Some of the mantras, simply hearing them. And some of the mantras for health, for good health. And some of the mantras to create the cause, simply hearing the mantra to create the cause to be born in pure land, not the celestial realms, pure land, okay? There's difference between pure land and celestial realms, huh? Then some of the mantra prevent to, you know, be born in lower realms, and some then all of that. So then, not today, because today we have no time. Then eventually this mantra for health. So I would like to, when I say, I would like to visualize you, to visualize certain color. There's colors. So not today, maybe sometime, you know, maybe I'll do before the class, or instead of end of the class, I'll do the health mantra beginning of the class. Then, you know, there's more time. So to visualize something. Om namo bhagavate aparamita ayojana sumane tatu dana daya tata gataya arahate samya sambodaya teyata mune mune mahapune aparamita pune aparamita pune jana samara bhajane. Om sava samakara parishita nama de ganga na samgade sambhava vishita mahane vare vare so ati minchire samatama na ati mela samamiyo. Sevatunde chitapadende chimindrenin da tabaju sadakunda sevami gece tijo jinyakunda zebenin jagamada namzadine ne kije samyantu bomajurci. Lama de majum de tijo shabanda de maya da bazo vedan je gumbo yobandu ne bala chazo lo chudan jago jago chum de tijo shabanda de maya da bazo vedan je seye pumbo zubandu na chazo lo chudan jago jago. Om Amit Ayin Dadesu, 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 Om Amit Ayin 저는
So good morning. I am standing up today to invite all of you to please get involved with Kadampa Center's community. We really rely on the students who come here to offer service as volunteers to help keep all these programmings and events happening. We have a very, very small paid staff, and so it really is almost entirely volunteer run. So we have hundreds of hours every month where we need people coming and helping out. So we have a tool called Volunteer Spot that makes it really easy for you to look at your calendar and see when you're available and look at our calendar and just automatically sign up for whatever looks like you want to do. And there's going to be a whole lot more opportunities over the next 2 months as we prepare for the arrival of our very precious teacher and spiritual director, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, who will be giving a one-day teaching here on May 3rd and then leaving the next day to go to the Light of the Path retreat in Black Mountain, North Carolina, which we are hosting. And I strongly encourage you to get involved with both of those events if you can. Some of the special opportunities that are coming right up are this coming Saturday, March 29th, we're going to have a landscaping event where there's spreading dirt and mulch and moving big plants, as well as some spring planting. The next day, I need a couple of people to help get foam mats like the ones we sit on out of storage. The following Saturday, April 5th, there's cutting and covering these foam mats. So people who like to be crafty, we have a fabric and foam event. Saturday, April 12th, we have a deep cleaning of the center. And more events are going to be added with packing up things and loading trucks and all kinds of things. So please do get involved if you can. We would be very grateful for your help. Thank you. Yes, it's very easy. If you have any questions or are having trouble, please see me and I'll be happy to help. It's volunteerspot.com. And we have a big banner on the homepage of our website, so that if you want to go directly to our particular calendar on Volunteer Spot, there's a link there. Also, if you look at the calendar on Kadampa Center's website, and if you see like the gardening event, there's a button on that event that'll take you right to the Volunteer Spot to sign up. So hopefully we've made it easy, and I've sent out some emails as well. Yes.
There are three banners on the website, and so you won't see the volunteer spot banner immediately. You'll see Lama Zopa's picture, then Light of the Path on the homepage. There, you know what I mean? So just be patient. Create merit looking at Lama Zopa, and it will come to volunteer spot, and click on that, and then it'll guide you through.
Yeah, it's like a rotating thing. We're all used to the internet now where you see rotating things, so it's one of those rotating, yeah, slides. Yes, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, yes, that's very helpful. Yeah, there's also little buttons underneath it. You can just click through the buttons if you don't want to sit and wait for it to cycle through automatically. So.